Hi, this week we continue our discussion of the question, what should you look for when choosing a church? Last time, we discussed that people should be concerned about choosing a church that goes strictly by the Bible. This week, we want to point out that people should choose a church that teaches the correct plan of salvation. After all, what good is it to go to church, give your money to a church, recommend a church to your family and friends, if that church is not teaching the correct plan of salvation? The point is, after you've gone to all the services, listened to all the sermons, sang all the songs, prayed all the prayers, given all your money, you have not been taught the correct way to be saved, and you still end up lost if you're going to the wrong church. My friend, God has a plan for every person to obey to be saved. That plan is simple, but it requires that you do something. Matthew 7, verse 21. Salvation is not by faith only. James 2, verse 24. Salvation requires that people obey what God has said. Hebrews 5 and verse 9. What are the things required of every person, according to the Scriptures, in order that men might be saved today? Well, there are five steps to remember. Easy steps to remember because we have five fingers on one hand and there are five steps. Number one, hear the Word of God. No man was ever saved without hearing the Word of God preached. Romans 10, verse 14. The words and opinions of men will not save. Matthew 15, verse 9. Number two, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Men must believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. John 3, verse 16. Mormons, for example, teach that Jesus is one son out of many sons that God has. This is false, and it will condemn anyone who believes this dangerous doctrine. Jesus is God's only Son, but belief only will not save. James 2, verse 12. Number three, repent of your past sins. This means change your ways. Stop doing the things you know that are wrong, and begin doing what you know is right. Unless you do this, Jesus said, you will perish. Luke 13, verse 3. Number four, confess your faith in Christ with your mouth. This is a verbal confession, Romans 10, verse 10, which simply ends up saying, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Acts 8, verse 37. And number five, baptism in water for the remission of sins. This baptism is by immersion, Acts 8, verse 38. It's in water, Acts 10, verse 47. It's for the purpose of washing away your sins by the blood of Christ. Acts 2, verse 38, Acts 22, verse 16. This last step is the step that most churches refuse to teach. For example, the Baptist church, the local community churches around town, the Methodist church. In fact, this is the one thing which most churches refuse to teach. Only when someone has been immersed in water for the remission of sins is he born again. Listen to what Jesus himself said. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. My friend, don't waste your life and your resources on a church that is not teaching what the Lord taught about salvation. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.